Morning, Chairman. I'd like to speak in favour of Bruce's re-election. Bruce is the doyen of investment management in Australia. He doesn't have too many other commitments. I think we're very lucky to have him and his leadership. My only criticism of Bruce is that he hasn't very politely counselled Stan Wallace that now would have been the time to retire. I just don't think it's a good look that we are Australia's biggest listed investment company, you know, $5.8 billion of assets. We cast judgments on every other company we invest in, yet we continue to house a director who, you have to say, based on performance, that in the chair at Coles Myer, a disaster, in the chair at AMP, a disaster, even in the chair at Amcor in his last years, not particularly flattering. And I just think that we need to have be sensitive to perceptions here. I've no doubt that Stan Wallace is fantastic. He attended 33 investment committee meetings. He has a vast amount of experience. But it's not a good look, Bruce, to have a director who has had to leave every other board. When he left AMP, he didn't take his retirement package. Such was the sort of controversy about the performance and how AMP shares had plunged by 70% on his watch. But I just don't think it's appropriate that we have Stan on this board. And I think it's the chairman's role to counsel on these sorts of issues. And I think that's the one criticism I've got of Bruce. Apart from that, you know, I hope you do serve the full term, Bruce. And just one other very quick supplementary question, which goes to independence. Since Don Argus joined the board in 99, has AFIC voted against any single resolution put up by the BHP board? So has there been a single time where this board up here has said, well, Don's on our board, Don's chairman, but we've taken a view that the remuneration report's wrong, or these options are wrong, or we don't like the merger with Billiton, and we've voted against. So is there a time you can actually point to where you demonstrated your voting independence from Don sitting on the board? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the comments about Bruce. Bruce, would you like me to comment on Stan and Don, or would you like to do that when they come up to do it?
Oh, I think it's a good while you're on your feet, Terry. But if you miss something, I'll add.
Well, first of all, with Stan, as a fellow director, he is a very worthwhile director. He operates out of an office on the investment company's floor, participates fully in all of the meetings. Don has had a... Stan has had an excellent business career, so understands a lot of the companies that we invest in. I happen to believe that what Stan, I guess, orchestrated, for want of a better word, at the AMP, if you look at sort of what's happened since, has been a very good thing for the AMP in terms of the management changes. You and I might disagree on that, but certainly in recent years, AMP has performed very well. On the question of Don and BHP, no, I can't remember us voting against any resolutions with BHP. I've been a director for 30 years. I can't remember us voting against them prior to Don's appointment anyway. But so the important thing is that when these things come up, Don, people with outside boards like Don and Kathy, do leave the room. We sort of talk, but we also use the professional services of people like ISS that give us a professional assessment of what they think on the various resolutions. So that it might be embarrassing, I don't think any of us would hold back from telling either of them if we disagreed with any of the resolutions.
Chief, could I just add a little bit? I think this came out of yesterday's statement too, that we do take the proxies very seriously. Sometimes we refrain from voting. Sometimes we vote against. I'm not talking about BHP specifically. But normally the first sort of thing we try and do is more behind the scenes, communicate with the company. I think I was saying yesterday at the Jerry meeting, often the chief executives of companies come to see us, and I think we feel probably more that it carries more impact if you are speaking as people come through. And I mentioned BHP, and I don't think Don will be embarrassed because he's not there when we talk about it. But we have been known to say something about bigger dividends, and we have been known to express views about tax-driven buybacks. So I think that just fleshes out the answer a bit too. But the question of their dividend payout is not part of this meeting.